The following is an audio presentation by the Conscious Evolution Institute. Mexican steroids and HGH. Performance-enhancing drugs have been a major topic of discussion for a number of years. PED abuse originally began to become a significant issue during the 1980s. During this time, a number of track athletes and other Olympic and professional athletes began using drugs like human growth hormone and anabolic steroids in order to bolster their performance. Although in previous years, the use of some of these drugs, including testosterone, are well documented, it is during the 80s that the use of drugs for performance enhancement really began to skyrocket. As a result of growing knowledge about these drugs and performance-enhancing techniques outside of the sports world, the United States Congress made the decision to actively begin legislating against the use of drugs like HGH for performance enhancement. The first and most significant early legislation against PED usage was the Anabolic Steroid Act of 1990. 1990, Congress Acts on Steroids. The Anabolic Steroid Control Act functions as an extension of the Controlled Substances Act. As a result of this legislation, the Food and Drug Administration altered its rules for the treatment of drugs such as human growth hormone and anabolic testosterone, tightening the rules and regulations regarding their use in an effort to prevent their use for performance enhancement. One of the primary goals of the Anabolic Steroid Control Act of 1990 was to hold trainers and coaches more accountable, legally discouraging them from encouraging athletes to turn to drugs like testosterone and growth hormone. The act controlled the use of many drugs considered capable of encouraging muscle enhancement and growth through use. 2004, Congress expands the Anabolic Steroid Control Act. The Anabolic Steroid Control Act was expanded in 2004 in a bill sponsored by now Vice President Joe Biden. The 2004 law lengthened the list of drugs that are now currently considered performance-enhancing drugs to include new PEDs, which were either not considered in the original legislation or that were created since the first act went into law in the early 90s. An interesting note is that although there is a growing list of drugs which are banned for use in physical enhancement, the hormone DHEA is still legal and is available over-the-counter for the foreseeable future. Politicians created these two laws as an effort to curb the sale and distribution of these drugs for the purpose of performance enhancement, but the male desire for strength and increased physical capability continues to prove stronger than the laws written by American legislators. United States bans the use of drugs for performance enhancement. As a result of this legislation, and other legislation that has occurred since, human growth hormone, testosterone, and other performance-enhancing therapies are highly restricted and illegal in the United States. Although the Conscious Evolution Institute does not condone or support the use of human growth hormone or testosterone for performance enhancement, it is clear that these drugs have a tremendous impact on physical performance, allowing athletes and bodybuilders to achieve training goals that they would otherwise be unable to achieve. Lance Armstrong PED use. In recent years, Lance Armstrong is one of the clearest examples of how performance enhancers like HGH can improve performance. Lance Armstrong was the central figure of one of the largest cover-ups in the history of professional sports, engaging in the use of EPO, steroids, and other PEDs in order to become the most dominant cyclist of all time. Countless individuals were complicit in his drug usage, and it is only in recent months and years that individuals have come forward to confirm growing suspicions over Armstrong's use of testosterone and other drugs. As a result of these confirmed accusations, Lance Armstrong has had all of his Tour de France titles revoked. Although Lance Armstrong clearly cheated, it is wrong to simply point the finger at Armstrong for engaging in unfair practices in order to succeed. It is incredibly easy to heap blame upon Armstrong, but the entire sport of professional cycling is also to blame for creating an environment where drugs like growth hormone and testosterone are not only common, but necessary in order to succeed. Much like baseball in the 90s and early 2000s, performance enhancers were so pervasive in the sport that it became incredibly difficult, if not in certain cases impossible, to reach the upper echelons of the sports without cheating at least just a little bit. This is especially true for certain athletes who are not gifted with the perfect set of genes for athletic dominance. American law enforcement unable to curb PED use. Although the United States government and U.S. law enforcement officials are trying hard to clamp down on the issue of illicit HGH and testosterone use, the propagation of these methods of performance enhancement continue to occur. Even today, There are drug distributors and manufacturers who utilize the PED witch hunt in order to drum up sales and notoriety for their own products. Although there is a long list of drugs which are banned for use for performance enhancement by Congress and the various national and international athletic organizations, there continue to be products that exist in gray areas of enforcement. Controversy. Deer antler spray and HGH. One of the most recent of these is deer antler spray. Mitch Ross runs a company known as SWATS, which is an acronym for Sports with Alternatives to Steroids. In recent weeks, elite PGA golfer Vijay Singh was busted for the use of deer antler spray, which is a drug which purports to bolster human growth hormone levels. This drug has not been regulated or approved by the FDA because of its status as a health supplement. Earlier in the year, Mitch Ross made a name for himself and garnered a large amount of attention as a result of his claim that Baltimore Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis used deer antler spray as a means to increase the rate at which he healed from a muscle injury which sidelined him for months. Ray Lewis tore his tricep in a crushing tackle versus the Arizona Cardinals early in the 2012 season and was able to recover quickly enough to play in the Super Bowl versus the San Francisco 49ers. Although there was no proof, there were peripheral skeptics who felt that Ray Lewis may have used performance-enhancing drugs in order to speed up the rate of his recovery, and Mitch Ross decided to capitalize on the conspiracy theory. Although there is absolutely no evidence for Ross's claim, and Ray Lewis has thus far been cleared of any and all wrongdoing, the recent case involving Vijay Singh shows that interest in deer antler spray persists. Mitch Ross advertises its usefulness, claiming that if Singh were confident enough to invest $9,000 in the treatment, he must have been confident that the therapy was beneficial. Sales of drugs like deer antler spray are growing precisely because the oversight regarding human growth hormone has grown so intense in regard to its use for bolstering physical performance. Mexican black market performance-enhancing drugs. One of the ways that athletes and other individuals interested in off-label use of human growth hormone, anabolic steroids, and other PEDs acquire their drugs is by crossing the border into Mexico. By crossing the border into Mexico, they are able to smuggle PEDs back into the United States for personal use as well as for distribution. Black market performance enhancers continue to be a significant problem for law enforcement officials. Although they attempt to make inroads in regard to controlling the issue, it seems that new workarounds, as well as gray market alternatives, continue to thwart their efforts. Tijuana HGH, steroids, and testosterone. Although the effort to curb the abuse of human growth hormone and testosterone continues with great fervency, across the border in Mexico, it remains incredibly easy to acquire illicit growth hormone, among other popular PEDs. One of the most active areas for this activity is in Tijuana, Mexico. Tijuana is a sprawling city located just across the border from California, a few hours away from Los Angeles. Tijuana, along with many other areas of the westernmost peninsula of Mexico known as Baja California, is full of resort destinations, international trade, and a burgeoning United States expatriate community. Medical patients often cross the border into Tijuana in order to get their hands on discount drugs, or obtain prescriptions for drugs which would be far more difficult or expensive to obtain in the United States. Health spas and resorts cater to the rich and well-connected, giving them access to treatments and therapies which are unapproved in the United States. Many quench their desire for HGH and other performance enhancers by simply crossing the border and abusing the Mexican medical system, or outright subverting the Mexican legal system, which in regards to drugs such as human growth hormone, is much more likely to turn a blind eye to such activities. Veterinary anabolic steroids. One of the ways that American and international visitors to Tijuana get away with acquiring anabolic steroids is by purchasing steroid supplements which are designed for veterinary use, although perfectly suitable for human use. Granera El Alazon is one of these animal pharmacies that willingly sells performance-enhancing steroids to customers without regard to what use the customer intends for them. The interior of the pharmacy seems to make it clear that the proprietors and staff know and understand that a large proportion of their clientele use their products for decidedly off-label purposes, but they seem to have no moral quandaries about their business. Although Tijuana is right across the border from San Diego and Chula Vista, and is full of American visitors, customers, and currency, the city is still clearly a frontier trade town in which anything goes for a price. On the wall of Granera El Alazon, There is a huge array of products on display, which include a number of the most potent steroid medications available in the world today. The medicines are displayed in small, nondescript bottles, which seem to encourage passers-by to grab a bottle and try some for themselves. A large man is in front of the display, ready to make a deal with anyone who is willing to name the right price. When one steps foot into a pharmacy such as this, it becomes clear how difficult it is to contain the ever-growing American and international interest in drugs such as testosterone and other anabolic steroids used for non-medical purposes. Steroids designed for animals, sold for human use. The steroids that Granero El Elizon provide are intended at face value for animals such as horses, in order to increase muscle mass of animals that are valued for their strength. In the minds of vendors and proprietors of pharmacies such as this one, however, man is just another animal which is valued for his strength, and it is clear that the Mexican market mentality implicitly, or explicitly if you have the right connections or say the right words, supports and condones this sort of black market trade. After the vendor briefly surveys his customer, he easily ascertains his motivation and quickly expresses a well-rehearsed sales pitch to his potential client, bathed in the rhetoric of thoroughbred racing, as if to mutually provide some semblance of continuity, while also ginning up the customer's motives and desire for the products on display. The merchant speaks to the American customer in somewhat broken, yet fully understandable English, telling them that steroids from this shop can make a man run like a horse. He further entices the customer by reminding him of professional athletes such as Ben Johnson that use drugs just like those provided at Granero El Elizon in order to become the fastest runner in the entire world. The way he speaks almost makes it feel like Ben Johnson's steroids came directly from their own pharmacy. Ben Johnson's steroid controversy. Ben Johnson was a Jamaican sprinter who was originally known as the fastest sprinter in the world, breaking world records in both the 1987 World Championships in Athletics and the 1988 Summer Olympics. Although he was briefly awarded the gold medal for Canada in Seoul, South Korea, he was quickly disqualified because he failed a drug test, testing positive for the anabolic steroid stanozolol, the exact drug which was held in the hand of the Mexican pharmacist. After being caught, Johnson also admitted to using anabolic steroids in order to obtain his previous world record, and was subsequently also stripped of that record as well. Ben Johnson's argument is still one that resounds today. Ben Johnson claimed that he did not intend to use performance-enhancing steroids in order to cheat his competitors, but he felt that testosterone use was so rampant among his competitors on the track that the only way to compete and succeed was to engage in its use in order to literally keep up. Although Ben Johnson was demonized by the media and the public, he was later vindicated to a great extent by the future careers of his immediate peers. 5 of the 100-meter sprinters that ran alongside Johnson at the 1988 Olympics were later implicated in performance-enhancing scandals of their own, including Carl Lewis and Linford Christie, who placed second and third behind Johnson. Although Lewis and Christie were not directly found guilty of steroid use in the 1988 Olympics, their subsequent legal troubles make it clear that the only men who were on the winner's podium that day were using steroids like testosterone in order to achieve their glory, and it is entirely within the realm of possibility that every sprinter on the track for that final race used steroids or other PEDs in order to make it to that final global stage. Ben Johnson fueled PED legislation. The interest in creating stern legislation regarding the use of performance-enhancing drugs arose directly from the Ben Johnson case, because it was the first time that the American and Canadian public was put face-to-face with the issue of fairness and propriety in sports, and how testosterone, HGH, and other steroids have the potential to deteriorate the fair, egalitarian, and meritocratic atmosphere of domestic and international athletics. Media and public outcry over Ben Johnson's failed drug test placed PED use on center stage, creating an odd climate around American sports that persists to this day. It is almost as if one of the primary means of this form of drug testing is to preserve a sense of innocence and what it means to participate in amateur, professional, and Olympic sport. Human growth hormone was, and still is, almost entirely undetectable if used with any sense of care, and given the opportunity, there will always be athletes that subvert the rules in order to gain a competitive edge. The two faces of professional sports. There will always be athletes that recognize that success on the field is their livelihood. These men see and understand what other athletes are capable of getting away with, And the pressure to use PEDs like HGH in order to maintain an increasingly unbalanced playing field decreases the desire to remain ethical and increases the implicit recognition that these drugs are just part of the game now. Because of these two vastly differing perspectives regarding professional sports between the pro athlete and the outside observer, there remains a significant rift in between how the interaction of sports and PEDs is interpreted. The observer tends to see performance-enhancing drugs as a detriment to competition, which dismantles the purity of the game. The pro athlete may share these same sentiments, but those that choose to use HGH and other drugs see these drugs as a means to achieve success in a sport which, at its core, is a national spectacle, which is nothing but pure. Anti-PED laws counterproductive. The most ironic thing about the laws originally enacted in the early 1990s in regards to steroids and other PEDs is that their ratification has actually in many ways led to the veritable explosion in drug accessibility that persists to this day. The Anabolic Steroid Control Act did achieve its goal of more closely monitoring the sale and distribution of illicit steroids from domestic medical sources, slowing down the rate of steroid prescription to athletes and bodybuilders. But in doing so, it vastly increased the demand for these drugs from black market sources, such as Mexican medical pharmacies, which are exponentially harder to monitor and prevent distribution. Although it may be easy to convince a physician to stop engaging in an action that puts him or her at legal risk, the black market functions specifically in order to maximize profit and subvert domestic and international laws efficiently and undetectably as possible. In other words, it creates a market which is impossible to regulate by definition, and as long as the market exists, someone will be willing to make a profit. American journalists have uncovered a mountain of evidence that suggests that although regulations and legal actions have reduced domestic prescription of steroids and HGH for performance enhancement in healthy individuals, the availability of these drugs for illicit PED usage has at best remained steady and at worst increased rapidly. As these laws take effect, it drives the entire industry underground, reducing accountability even further and introducing safety concerns which were originally mitigated by quasi-legal American medical sources. Today, officials admit the failures of steroid and HGH legislation. Today, government officials recognize that the original PED legislation did not work at all as it was originally intended, leading to a host of new issues which many readily admit that they were wholly unprepared for. Gary Wadler is a New York physician that was once the go-to representative to the president in affairs regarding the confluence of athletics and drug use. He readily acknowledges that the Anabolic Steroid Control Act of 1990 made a tremendous miscalculation in labeling performance-enhancing steroids and HGH as controlled substances. There were no voices of importance at the time that predicted the amazingly counterproductive outcome that was manifest in their ultimate decision. Human growth hormone for performance enhancement. Although in the early years of the debate over what to do about PEDs, anabolic steroids and testosterone were the primary source of debate, the modern reality of performance enhancement primarily revolves around EPO and human growth hormone. Human growth hormone is not a steroid like testosterone or stanozolol, but still has a potent capability to enhance athletic ability. Human growth hormone does not simply stimulate the strength and growth of muscles. It produces various physical benefits throughout the human body. What is human growth hormone? Human growth hormone has been shown to increase the rate at which muscle fibers grow both in and out of the weight room. HGH has the capability to stimulate muscle growth even without exercise, but when used in combination with weight training, HGH injections are capable of increasing muscle output by a greater margin than that which can be produced by exercise alone. HGH increases metabolism. One of the ways that human growth hormone stimulates muscle growth is by increasing natural basal metabolic rate. HGH is converted by the body into insulin-like growth factor 1, which significantly increases the rate at which the human body breaks down stores of adipose fat around the human body. IGF-1 molecules flow throughout the bloodstream and also metabolize triglycerides throughout the body, not only normalizing cholesterol, but providing more energy for the body. Muscle-building exercise puts a physical strain on the body, and through the course of a workout, the body begins to give in to fatigue, which slows down the rate of progress and development which benefits athletes on the field and on the track. Increased metabolism helps the muscles remain fed during a workout, which slows down the rate at which an individual succumbs to the symptoms of fatigue. HGH reduces injury recovery time. But beyond direct muscle development, the most powerful way that human growth hormone may be able to benefit athletes is by reducing downtime from both routine physical activity as well as injury. Although this might seem counterproductive at first, muscle building does not actually occur during exercise. The human body actually becomes stronger as a result of exercise during the period of recovery, which primarily occurs during sleep. The longer and harder we exercise, the more time that the body needs in order to recuperate in order to become stronger. Human growth hormone increases the rate at which rehabilitation occurs, allowing the muscles to become fully ready for physical activity at a faster pace. HGH heals sports injuries. In the cases highlighted by Ray Lewis and Vijay Singh, a different form of rejuvenative capability is suggested. Although the two sports are very different, both football and golf are sports with players plagued by injury. In football, the possibility for injury is obvious. Bone-crushing tackles and hits contribute to an increasingly high rate of injury to muscles, joints, ligaments, and tendons, as well as cartilage and bone tissue. Golf, on the other hand, can be very damaging to the body because the repetitive motion of force in an ideal golf swing puts tremendous pressure upon the joints of the shoulder, vertebrae, elbow, and knees. In addition to his extracurricular woes, Tiger Woods has been struggling for years with back and shoulder pain caused by his golf swing. Until recently, Tiger was known for a slightly unorthodox golf swing. Although the swing afforded him power to outdrive almost any other golfer on the planet, the swing put more stress on his body than a normal swing. As a result of the joint pain that he has developed over the course of his long and illustrious career, Tiger's had to adapt and adjust to changes taking place in his body. HGH for physical rehabilitation. There is evidence that human growth hormone could be highly beneficial to athletes in any sport that have to worry about pain and injury. Scientific studies have shown that HGH hormone replacement therapy has the ability to increase the rate at which the body repairs damaged cartilage that results from the wear and tear of vigorous physical activity. In addition to this, human growth hormone also increases the rate at which numerous physical injuries to the body heal, which can benefit players like Vijay Singh tremendously. Although there is no evidence that Ray Lewis used drugs that stimulate HGH production, there are numerous football players that have surely used human growth hormone in an attempt to get back out onto the field faster, as well as closer to 100%. Steroids for muscle mass. Although treatments such as human growth hormone shots have been getting the most media coverage, steroids seem to be undergoing a resurgence of use. Dr. Wadler explains that for athletes simply looking to increase muscle mass, steroids are the most sought-after drugs on the market. Anabolic steroids are not only popular among athletes, but younger males are beginning to use steroids like testosterone more and more often, simply in order to become more toned and attractive. PED trafficking skyrockets. In the decades that have passed since the 1990 law came into effect, the issue of performance-enhancing drug usage has become even more visible and pronounced, and it is clear that the law did little to slow down the increased prevalence of performance enhancers in American society. For example, in the year 2000, the United States Customs officials seized close to 9,000 international shipments of anabolic steroids, almost double the amount seized in the year prior. Both of these values dwarf the number of steroid shipments discovered in the year 1994, when just over 1,000 shipments were seized. Experts admit that the increased number of anabolic steroid seizures has not occurred because of any significant advances made by custom officials or law enforcement agents. According to all of the information available, this increase in steroid trafficking is more or less directly correlated with increased international black market activity regarding international steroid shipment. American customs representatives are painfully aware that most steroid smugglers pass into the United States unimpeded. Steroids marketed to youth. Soon after illegal anabolic steroids make it into the domestic United States market, the vast majority of the drugs are marketed and purchased by younger men and women, in some cases even teenagers. Although track stars and baseball players are the athletes that most people think of when they think of testosterone and steroids, the use of these drugs has skyrocketed among two particular groups, boys in middle school and female athletes. These trends are quite alarming because these two groups are two groups most at risk from the abuse of performance-enhancing drugs like steroids. The female body is physiologically designed to process much lower concentrations of androgens related to testosterone, and steroid abuse can alter the physiological makeup of female athletes in some ways which are permanent. Teen boys are at risk because middle school boys are very high risk of medical issues as a result of steroid abuse, because puberty is the period in which hormone activity is actively altering the delicate structure of the human body, and unnaturally elevated levels of androgen within the body can greatly influence the process of puberty and male physical development in negative ways. Steroids prevalent among teenagers. In the year 1999, the National Institute of Drug Abuse performed a nationwide survey in order to get a specific idea regarding how prevalent steroid abuse was among American students in middle and high school. The survey revealed that anabolic steroid use was the highest that it had been in a decade, and likely higher than it ever was before. According to the survey, more than 450,000 students across the United States admitted to having used steroids at least once by the time they reached their last year of high school. 450,000 accounts for almost 3% of all male students in the United States. Another factoid discovered as a result of this survey also highlighted the extent of the availability of anabolic steroids to young boys. 45% of students polled said that they felt it would be easy to acquire PED anabolic steroids if they actually wanted to take them. Steroid market continues to grow. It is clear that the market for black market steroids is incredibly large, but there is no real way to ascertain exactly how large the market is. For obvious reasons, there is no all-encompassing way to track the sale of illicit anabolic steroids. Law enforcement officials and experts are forced to extrapolate sales figures from the minimal data that they have as a result of criminal and academic investigations. There is also no way to know exactly how many athletes are using performance-enhancing drugs. There are so many ways to elude detection that there is no doubt that the vast majority of athletes who choose to use drugs like HGH, testosterone, and other anabolic steroids get away with it. The last time that the American government tried to place a hard value on the sales of anabolic steroids in the USA was in 1988. That year, the United States Government Accounting Office estimated that $300 to $400 million was spent on performance-enhancing steroids that year. And as the laws have tightened around the sale of PEDs, it becomes increasingly more difficult to track and make estimates of these sales. Most experts regarding public health believe that the market is far larger than that in 1988, and all evidence seems to suggest that that market has only grown in size over the past 25 years. Tijuana steroid market. The market for anabolic steroids is stronger in Tijuana than perhaps anywhere else in North America. One of Tijuana's largest sources of revenue is in providing goods and services that are prohibited or overly expensive in the United States. Over the course of the 90s, the number of human and veterinary pharmacies in Tijuana have exploded. By the end of the decade, there are around 950 pharmacies opening and operating around the city, which has a relatively modest population of 1 million. San Diego, a city far larger than Tijuana, only has about 475 pharmacies across the entire city. This evidence alone highlights the black market and gray market deals which occur daily all across Tijuana. These pharmacies appear at their densest in downtown Tijuana, where in a region of 10 blocks, there are more than 200 pharmacies operating in an incredibly concentrated area. Not all of these pharmacies focus on anabolic performance enhancement, however. These pharmacies cater directly toward American tourists and shoppers who visit with the intent of acquiring cheap prescription drugs as well. PED sales in Mexico. Illegal, on paper. The Mexican legal system expressly prohibits the sale of anabolic steroids without a prescription. For many types of steroids, the law also requires that pharmacists also take the prescription from the patient in order to prevent patients from using the same prescription repeatedly in order to score large amounts of the drug. Although ostensibly, pharmacies could lose their license to operate if they do not obey laws regarding anabolic steroids, these laws are only lightly enforced, if at all. Law enforcement in Tijuana implicitly allows the sale of these drugs to American customers by making few attempts to stem illegal sales. Mexican steroid pharmacy investigation. In one investigative study, journalists entered 5 random pharmacies in Tijuana. In every case, the pharmacies readily offered anabolic steroids, even with no medical prescription. In addition to this, there were few restrictions regarding the quantity of steroids that a single shopper could walk away with. These same undercover journalists were also able to buy anabolic steroids in two animal pharmacies with no questions asked. These pharmacies, known as granjeras, are incredibly popular among steroid enthusiasts because these shops sell steroids which are considered too strong for human use in America. Fake Mexican pharmacists sell steroids, HGH, and other performance-enhancing drugs. Although many of the vendors within the Tijuana pharmacies wore white lab coats, it was quickly clear that the uniform is simply a shallow sham, because the majority of the employees in these pharmacies have relatively little working knowledge of the anabolic steroids that they endorse. On top of that, only 1% of adults in Mexico have a college degree. The pharmacists at these stores were unable to provide meaningful medical advice, and most had no real knowledge of the steroid products that they sold. On the other hand, if you needed to traffic steroids back into the United States, they were incredibly knowledgeable about how to elude customs officials and subvert American law. Employees of the pharmacies had numerous suggestions for how to smuggle anabolic steroids across the border. They suggested to move the steroids from their original packaging into a vitamin bottle. They also told journalists to shove the steroid bottles into their clothes or wrap them tightly inside of a blanket. The United States admits that it cannot control PED smuggling. United States customs agents admit that many of the methods offered by these amateur pharmacists would be more than sufficient to smuggle black market prescription drugs across the border into the United States. U.S. Customs is responsible for enforcing more than 600 laws for the United States government, and anabolic steroids are only one item among literally hundreds that customs officials are supposed to track. Although representatives of the United States government talk a lot about performance-enhancing drugs and their desire to curb their abuse, at the border, these drugs are of relatively low priority. Customs officials are primarily concerned with seizing and confiscating illegal narcotics, and their task force is trained primarily for this purpose. Although drug dogs could conceivably be trained to sniff out these illicit prescription drugs, no animals have received this kind of training. Border Patrol fights losing battle against steroids and PEDs. Border agents are very clearly losing the battle to prescription drug smugglers at the Mexican border. Since NAFTA passed in 1994, the floodgates of trade between the two nations turned wide open, leaving customs officials more than understaffed for their important function. More than 60,000 people leave Tijuana for the United States every single day. Of those 60,000, only an average of one will be found with anabolic steroids. DEA officials are frustrated by the incredibly low apprehension rate of these smugglers. There is powerful evidence that Mexico is the largest source of illegal steroids smuggled into the United States. Although drugs pass from Mexico to the United States, only a portion of those drugs are actually manufactured in Mexico. A significant percentage of anabolic steroids and HGH enter Mexico by sea from Eastern Europe, China, and Australia. As these drugs enter Mexico, they generally cycle upwards from Mexico City, northwards toward Tijuana. Black market steroids on the internet. One of the primary reasons for the explosion of steroid sales in the United States is because of the rise of the internet over the last 20 years. Online marketplaces make it easier than ever to connect the provider to the consumer, allowing individuals to purchase steroids without ever leaving their home. There are even directories online which compile master lists of Mexican pharmacies in Tijuana and other border cities. Should HGH and other drugs be legal for performance enhancement? Although the United States government has clearly voiced a stance on the issue of performance-enhancing drugs, there are a number of proponents that call for the legalization of anabolic steroids for performance enhancement. These voices center around the idea that the entire movement to ban steroid use for such purposes created a complete disaster. But making it illegal for American doctors and pharmacists to provide steroid treatments for physical enhancement, the legal system has inadvertently hindered the safety of Americans by opening up the gateway to black market steroids, which are potentially far more dangerous to the consumer. Where American physicians once provided guidance and monitored usage, there is now no figure available to help ensure that products are used safely and effectively while reducing the risk of negative reactions. Where American pharmacies provided high-quality prescription steroids, users are now forced to take their chances with shady black market manufacturers and salesmen who offer little assurance of quality control. In the 80s, experts believed that physicians provided one-third of the anabolic steroids used by American athletes. Today, that percentage has shrank to a mere pittance of what it once was. The Conscious Evolution Institute, your source for legitimate HGH and testosterone therapy. The Conscious Evolution Institute does not endorse the use of black market steroids, including testosterone. We also do not provide testosterone or human growth hormone replacement therapy to patients with no diagnosable medical need. We do, however, provide HGH and testosterone therapy regimens to patients that suffer from appropriate forms of hormone deficiency. If you are over the age of 30 and you feel that you are suffering from the symptoms of HGH deficiency or low T, we encourage you to learn more about the disorders, as well as what treatment options are available to you. Our website, hgh.tv, is full of useful information which can help you decide if our therapies are right for you. Don't turn to unverified sources in order to experience the awesome benefits of growth hormone and testosterone. If you are over 30 and we confirm your deficiency, we can provide you with hormone replacement treatments from respected domestic pharmaceutical manufacturers and ship it to your door with little or no hassle to you. Don't turn to black market hormone therapies. Although Mexican testosterone and HGH circulate heavily through the United States, we implore you to avoid these black market hormone distributors. There is absolutely no guarantee of quality, and you could easily be swindled out of your money for a shoddy product which may be less than effective or even harmful to your body. When HGH and testosterone HRT are performed appropriately with the advice of a qualified physician, there is little to no risk involved with the drug therapies. Hormone replacement therapy is the next generation of health and wellness longevity maintenance, and we are confident that our hormone replacement therapies and treatment options can help you live a longer, better life. This audio program was a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute. If you found this audio program informative, we encourage you to visit hgh.tv or call the Conscious Evolution Institute today. Thank you for listening.